And welcome back to the Gwinnett Chambers Global Chamber Mixer here at the Gas South District. We're interviewing representatives from all the international chambers that are here tonight having a great time. And joining us now is one of our favorites, Veronica Maldonado Torres with the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Veronica, always a pleasure to see you.
Oh, Mike, I love being on your show. Thank you for having me again. Excited to be here at the Gwinnett Chambers Multi-Chamber Mixer this year.
One of the hardest working chamber presidents that you will ever meet. Veronica is here, there, and everywhere. And so not a surprise that you're here, but you do a great job getting the word out about the Hispanic Chamber. Gwinnett County is such an international community, but especially the Hispanic community is so large here. Talk about the chamber and how many members you have and how big you are.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for saying that. And I've got a great team that I work with and a great board, and we work hard really every single day, Mike, to support our Hispanic businesses and to be a bridge with the general market. One thing that I always say is that, you know, working together is winning together, and it's an important thing because that's how we boost and lift the economy. And so, you know, we've got about 1,055 members and growing every day.
Wow.
We brought about 215 new members this year alone. And, you know, we've expanded our program and our footprint across the state. We absolutely love the partnership that we have with the Gwinnett Chamber. We do 4 events with them a year in their house to connect and bridge our communities together. But this year specifically, you know, we've really been working hard to help our businesses find forward, you know, in a time of change, in a time of disruption, you know, really helping them navigate what does the future look like, bringing them programming, resources, value, and opportunity that can help make sure we keep our small businesses sustainable for the long term, because that's the work that we do. Make sure that there's a viable workforce, a connected workforce, and, you know, when things shift and change, there is no better power than the power of a network to help you through. And so, you know, our theme this year, Mike, has been future-proofing prosperity, and you can only do that by working with one another. And we've got our sights set on 2026 to ignite possibilities. And talking about future-proofing prosperity and igniting possibilities, we just hosted the United States Hispanic Chamber's National Conference here in Atlanta. After 20 years, we brought it back. And so we welcome the nation here to talk about the significance of this important business sector and community and our desire to work with everyone.
You mentioned, Veronica, over 1,000 members of your organization. That's probably just the tip of the iceberg when you look at this community as far as how deep-rooted the Hispanic community is in Gwinnett County. Can you put a number or an idea of just how many Hispanic-owned businesses there are in our area?
Well, there's 90,000 roughly here or there in the state of Georgia. There's 1.1 million Latinos in the state of Georgia. I should have probably come a bit more prepared, but I can tell you Gwinnett is one of the top counties of Hispanic population. I won't mention the other counties in honor of our wonderful Gwinnetians, but it is the most diverse and definitely some of our highest, you know, group of concentration of our businesses are here in Gwinnett.
Yeah, because you're representing the entire state of Georgia.
That's correct.
This is the 5th annual global mixer that the Gwinnett Chamber has hosted. I don't know if you've been to all 5.
I think I've been to at least 4.
At least 4.
I've been president going on 5, so 4.
So you know all about the great food that they have
Excellent
here.
Excellent food.
What have you tried so far tonight? What has been one of the favorites tonight? What are you looking forward to trying tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, I love this event because we get to taste the world here, and that's really what it's about, right? It's connecting our cultures and our communities and commerce together and seeing how we're more alike than we are different, and we all love food. And I'll tell you, I'm a little biased today because some of our members are actually here exhibiting. So Latin Fresh is one of my favorites. Chef David Aaron is a pro. In fact, when we did our economic business mission trip to Colombia, he helped create the gastronomy aspect of that trip. So that means that he recommended the restaurants and, you know, different places and spaces that we should eat and try the culture and cuisine. But he's one of my favorites, and because he really brings good nutrition to fresh food to good nutrition for those of us on the go. So check out Latin Fresh, one of my favorites. And then Beto's is here. You can't go wrong with a taco. So, you know, I am interested because I haven't had a chance to go around and taste everyone. I want to taste all of you know, the international cuisine that's here, you know, takes me around the world just in one space and place. Thanks, Gwinnett Chamber, and thanks, Multi-Chamber Partners.
Well, we got a couple hours still to go, so I think you might be able to hit every single booth.
I'm committed to doing so.
Veronica Maldonado Torres with the
Georgia Hispanic Chamber
of Commerce. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. The website is
ghcc.org, and we're here to help you ignite possibilities.
Mucho gusto, Veronica.
Muchísimas gracias, Mike.